Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man tabi'ahum wa walahum bi ihsan ila yaumiddin wa ba'd. Respected ulama ikram. Respected elders and brothers. Sadly, we have once again come to this stage where we once again have to make adjustments. We have to make alterations to our ibadat, our salah in the masjid, and many other aspects of our life. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina wa akhlif lana khayran minha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us during this difficult time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace this difficulty with something better. My dear respected elders and brothers, over the last 1.5 years or so, we have been experiencing this pandemic. And all of us are in this together. But for a moment, if a person just takes a step back from everything, and becomes a spectator, and a person looks at the suffering, the loss, the difficulty, the hardship, the strain, the stress, and so many other things, the person will be forced to say, what on earth is happening? What on earth is happening? For so many decades of our lives, for so many years of our lives, so many freedoms we enjoyed, so many of the ni'mats, the bounties, the boons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we enjoyed, the way we prayed, the way we played, the way we met with people, the way we interacted, the way we did business. In a short period of time, all of this has been taken away from us. And naturally, the question comes, or should have come to the mind of every Muslim. And that question is, why is all of this happening? Why? How come? Why is all of this happening? And the answer to this, my dear brothers, we have to understand, and we've heard this before, that we live in a world of cause and effect. In philosophy, they refer to it as the principle of causality. Very, very simple principle to understand, that every action has a reaction. For every cause, there is an effect. So simple example, a person goes out into the cold without proper jacket, without proper clothing. Allah makes it a cause sometimes for the person to become sick. That became the cause, the effect was the person became sick. Now the person takes the adequate or the correct medication, that becomes the cause. And as a result of that, Allah Ta'ala now gives the person shifa, that is the effect. And daily we encounter this principle in our lives. Every day we see this happening in our lives. Person passes away, cause of effect, cause of death, certain things, certain cause of death. And the ways of the others besides the Muslims is for them to focus upon this cause of effect, cause and effect, system of cause and effect, only to focus upon this. Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that the people other than the Muslims, their knowledge is very, very superficial, very limited. It doesn't go beyond the systems of this world. And this very same system of cause and effect is also in operation in this world on another level. And that is the unseen, the baltini system of cause and effect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala refers in the Quran as sunnatullah. وَلَنْ تَجْرِ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجْرِ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah's system is one, was, is, and will always be one. And Allah's system is not very difficult to understand. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand it. Very simply to put it forward to you, what goes up, comes down. What goes up, comes down. So Allah's system is such that when the believers are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are fulfilling their duties as believers, and good deeds are now ascending towards the heavens to be recorded, that Allah Ta'ala sends down favorable and good conditions. And when the ummah and the Muslims engage in vice, in evil, and bad deeds are now ascending, then bad comes down. Bad conditions, difficult conditions, hardship comes down. This has always been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to answer the question that why is all of this happening, this is happening, my dear brothers, one is we don't deny the outward reasons. Whether the virus came from the wet markets of Wuhan or from the lab of Wuhan is irrelevant right now. What the Muslim should be focusing is why has Allah put us through this situation? Why are we suffering like this? All these questions we need to start answering. Why are we going through this difficulty? Why are we going through this hardship? The uncertainty, the worry, the pain, my life, my children's life, the life of my children. Everyone is worried. So we will not focus on the outward system and not become consumed. I'm not denying it, that yes, a person can become sick for this reason. We're not denying it. But we can't become consumed and we can't be focused upon this. Rather, a mu'min should be focused on the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this happening? And we read the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly told us in Quran that whatever ma sabaka min hasanatin famin Allah wa ma sabaka min sayyatin famin nafsik. Whatever difficulty comes to you is because of your own doing. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri wama kasabat aydin nas. The difficulty, the hardship you go through in this world is because of your own deeds, your own doing, your own a'mal. So my dear brothers, whatever we are going through, we first have to accept and concede this is because of our condition. The way we have gone, what we have done wrong. It's not because the person not lost his life, or the person has not become sick, or the person not suffered any kind of loss because of this and this factor. Rather, I look at myself. That's why some of the pious, they go to such an extent, that a person meets up in an accident. The first question is, what did I do wrong that Allah Ta'ala caused me to meet up in an accident? Look at our own a'mal, our own deeds. And we find in the Quran, the Hadith, Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Hadith Sharif, they have tied up certain conditions with certain a'mal, certain deeds. For example, we read in the Quran Sharif, Surah Nuh, Allah Ta'ala tells, or explains to us the Dawud of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا. Make istighfar, that will be the cause. What will be the effect? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down upon you abundant rain. We read in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, that when Muslims begin to cheat in business, that will become the cause, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about the effect of there will be drought and there will be famine, and the cost of life will go through the ceiling, as they say. So my dear brothers, when we are in this situation now, the question that believers ask themselves, that why are we going through this? Why are we suffering like this here? Our ulama, our senior ulama explained to us, recently an alim from another part of this country was in the Durban area, and undisputably one of the most senior and one of the most learned ulama of our country. And he was explaining to us that the thing is going on, the pandemic is dragging on, no end in sight. Why is this happening? So he says in the Hadith Sharif we read of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, or in Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa instructed us, that O Ummat, it is your obligation, it is your duty to instruct good, enjoin good and forbid evil. Enjoin good and forbid evil. If you fail in your duty, Allah's Nabi tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you fail in your duty, then the time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon you such an adab, such a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the difficulty. One is a difficulty afflicting a certain community. One is difficulty afflicting a certain country. This is a worldwide pandemic. Muslims around the world are making dua. In the Haramain Sharifain, in Masjid al-Aqsa, in the masajid around the world, the ulama, the pious, the righteous, the elderly, the young, the ma'asum children, the sinless children, all of them making dua. And still we seem to be going deeper and deeper into trouble. Allah's Nabi told us that if you give up your duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, that I'll send upon you such an azab. Allah will send upon us such an azab that you will make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Go on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your duas will never ever be accepted until you once again fulfill this duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks about the fadila, the virtue of this ummat, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of ummats. You, I and you, we are the best of ummats. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah then, when He began to speak, not only about the duty of the ummat, but the distinction of the ummat, Allah then say, لِأَنَّكُمْ تُصَلُّونَ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ يَوْمِيًا. You are the best of ummats because you read 5 times daily salah. You are the best of ummat because your Nabi is the best of Nabis, of Anbiya. You are not the best of ummat because your Quran is the best of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Allah speak of in the Quran? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you are the best of ummats because you hold this distinction, outstanding feature, salient feature of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that you enjoin, encourage people to do good and you stop people from being evil, from doing evil. Today, my dear brothers, in the name of don't judge, don't be judgmental, don't judge me, in the name of don't judge me, today we have left out our duty of Amr bin Ma'aruf Nahi Anil Munkar. I refer to as don't judge me as the get out of jail card, get out of jail for free card. This statement is half a correct statement, half a correct statement. Yes, the intention of a person, why is he doing it? What is his sincerity? That we can never judge, only Allah knows. That we can never judge, only Allah knows. But the what that action that the person is doing, the action the person is doing, if it is wrong, then it's our duty, of course, with diplomacy, with kindness, with hikmah, with wisdom, we remind the person that, oh my dear brother, what you did is wrong. Like recently we saw it happening. We can't judge any person's intention. But when this whole conflict in Gaza was happening, then many of our women folk, unfortunately, at the street corners, not dressed up properly, holding up banners, free Gaza. We don't judge their intentions. Inshallah, they are sincere. They really have a feeling, a worry for the Muslim brothers and sisters in that part of the world. But definitely the way that they are trying to approach the way is definitely wrong, and we have to caution them about this. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he spoke of the tafsir of this ayat, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَن يَكُونَ مِنْ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, if you are proud to be part of this ummah, if you boldly say that I am ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then fulfill the condition that Allah Ta'ala has put down in this ayat. And that is that you command good and you forbid from evil. So my dear brothers, once again this ummah has to realize, this is not a duty, as I mentioned, not only a duty, but a distinction given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. So my dear brothers, of course there's a way of doing everything. We read salah, we can't read salah in our own way. We perform hajj, we give zakat, there are certain ways that it should be done that have been taught in the Quran and the hadith. Likewise, when it comes to commanding good and forbidding evil, it does not mean that we sway people and we run down people and we hit people and shout at people with diplomacy, with wisdom. And let us, my dear, start small. Let us start small. But have the intention to start. Let us start in our homes. Our ulama have told us that they are in certain parts of the country going around house to house with this intention that we are going to fulfill this duty of Amr bin Ma'aruf Nahi al-Munkar. And I'll tell the people only three things. Number one, every person in the home should become regular with his salah. Regular with his salah. Every baligh person in the home has to read salah. Even the young children from age of 7 or so, encourage them to read salah. Number two, give up every single sin. That haram box we have in the home, or any other sort of haram that we have in our life, get rid of it completely. And thirdly, make tawbah and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the sins that we have committed in the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me understanding. May Allah ta'ala give you understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the suffering of the entire world. Those that are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them kamil shifa. Those that are passed on, may Allah ta'ala fill the qubur wa nur. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.